News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The country's fiscal balance remains in good standing with a deficit at $7.8 billion at the end of the 2014-2015 financial year in March. The figure is $3.6 billion better than the target of $11.4 billion and can be credited to lower interest payments on Government of Jamaica GOJ bonds and cuts in expenditure for the period.
What this means is that the government has to borrow less in order to meet all of its expenditures, including the payment of interest. And so that's good because it reduces the debt buildup.
Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles. Mr. Biles was speaking at EPOC's monthly press briefing in Kingston Tuesday, where an assessment of the country's economic performance as at the end of March was provided. Cabinet has announced an 18-member board for the Cannabis Licensing Authority to be chaired by Dr. Andre Gordon. Dr. Gordon is a food technologist and a former president of the Jamaica Exporters Association.
Other members are Mr. Dermond Spence, Dr. Winston Delahaye, Dr. Conrad Douglas, Ms. Diane Edwards, Dr. Eileen Boxhill, retired Major Gregory Webster, Professor Errol Morrison, Ms. Shona Trowers, Ms. Michelle Walker, Professor Wendell Abel, Dr. Kathy Ann Brown, Professor Archibald MacDonald, Mr. Orville Silvero, Mr. Verald Vassell, Mr. Gregory Mogg, and Mr. Jason Hensel.
Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner. The Cannabis Licensing Authority was established under the new provisions of the Dangerous Drugs Act to regulate the hemp and medicinal ganja industry in Jamaica. The national project for Labor Day 2015 is the Rudolph Elder Park in Morant Bay, St. Thomas. The park will be upgraded to create a safe recreational space for children. Labor Day will be observed on Monday, May 25, under the theme Labor of Love, Nurturing Our Children. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says the occasion will focus on the need for Jamaicans to work together to protect children.
We are utilizing Labor Day to take a united stand and declare in one voice, no more. No more abusing of our children. No more killing of innocent little children. Instead, let us join hands and hearts in creating spaces for them to enjoy their childhood years.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the official launch of Labor Day and Workers' Week at Jamaica House earlier this week. And Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is assuring health workers whose salary deductions have not been paid over to the relevant companies that the situation will be rectified. Dr. Ferguson's comments follow complaints from health workers that insurance, mortgage, and car payments deducted from salaries were not being paid over to the respective institutions. Dr. Ferguson says the regional health authorities have given a commitment to ensure that the payments are brought up to date.
I have discussed the matter with the board chairman and have been assured that they are working to ensure that payments are consistently made on time. The Southeast Regional Health Authority has made payment up to March 2015, and the board chairman has assured me that the region is moving with alacrity to make payments up to May and thereafter keep up to date with the payments of deductions.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at a Jamaica House press briefing at the office of the Prime Minister Wednesday. Those are some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes. In what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.